Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 21st verse of chapter Nur.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان. ومن يتبع خطوات الشيطان فإنه يأمر بالفحشاء والمنكر ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته ما زكى منكم من أحد أبدا ما زكى منكم من أحد أبدا ولكن الله يزكي من يشاء والله سميع عليم.
O you who have believed, do not follow the footsteps of Satan. And whoever follows the footsteps of Satan, indeed, he enjoins immorality and wrongdoing. And if not for the favor of Allah upon you and His mercy, not one of you would have been pure ever. But Allah purifies whom He wills, and Allah is hearing and knowing.
Dear listeners, we said that applying the word khutuwati shaytan in this very verse, which is the plural form of the word khutwa, meaning step, is used to warn us, the believers, about the importance of rumor-mongering in the society. The people have to be really careful about these matters, because when it is the matter of calumny, when it is the matter of lust, Satan encourages man step by step, because a faithful man can never be involved in corruption out of the blue once all of a sudden. But it is done step by step. In the first step, hobnobbing and getting familiar with the wicked person is allowed. It is justified by the Satan. And in the second step, that person will attend their parties. And thirdly, he will think of committing those sins. In the fourth step, committing questionable examples and errors are seen from that man. And then, in the fifth step, committing lesser sins is seen from him. And finally, he will do the worst sins, and he is just like a person on whom an offender's yoke is laid, and the offenders lead him to a precipice step by step, so that he falls down and he will be ruined. Yes. These are the khutuwat al-shaytan, the footsteps of the Satan.
حر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
Dear listeners, after mentioning and warning the believers about the khutuwat al-shaytan, the steps of the Satan, the verse refers to one of the most important divine favors and blessings which are bestowed on the man in the path of guidance. It says, ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته ما زكى منكم من أحد أبدا. Had it not been Allah's grace and His mercy on you, not one of you would have been ever pure. ولكن الله يزكي من يشاء. But Allah purifies whom He pleases. والله سميع عليم. And Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. Brothers and sisters, undoubtedly, divine grace and bless rescue man from defilements, from deviations, from different sins. And because He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, has conferred on one hand the gift of intellect, and on the other hand, the grace of existence of the prophets and the infallible imams and ordinances that have been sent down by revelation. Moreover, His special help and supernatural aids that cover deserving, receptive and apt man are the most important factors of purification and cleanness. The Quranic holy phrase "man yasha," that the verse says "lakinna Allaha yuzakki man yasha," as we have said repeatedly, does not mean unreasonable will. Does not mean unreasonable and kind of desire without any logic. But Allah does not guide anyone whom He does not have any kind of reason for. Allah does not do any guidance and does not confer any grace unless attempt and exertion is carried out by that servant. The one who has decided to go this path, the one who has tried this path, Allah will hold his hand. Allah will save him from devil's temptations, and Allah will lead him to the destination. In other words, divine grace and bless has sometimes religious aspect that has come forth through mission of prophets, revelation of heavenly books, legalization of ordinances, and glad tidings and warnings. And it is sometimes genetic or inherent that comes forth through divine spiritual helps. The verse in question, out of indication of the sentence "man yasha," mostly concern the second part. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.